We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 28th goes to a 36-year-old man in Atlanta who has not been named. Why, I don't know, but just know that mayonnaise is the root cause of today's Donkey of the Day. You heard what I said. Mayonnaise is the root cause of today's Donkey of the Day. Now, if you have been listening to The Breakfast Club for some years, then you know how I feel about mayonnaise. All right? Too much mayonnaise can ruin any dish. All right? You need just enough to make that potato salad hit. You need just enough in your tuna, just enough on a sandwich, just a little light spread, okay? Just because a little too much mayonnaise ruins everything. And sadly, today's Donkey of the Day reinforces how right I am about this. Okay, let's go to 11 Alive Atlanta for the report, please.
A store owner says his heart is with his employees after a shooting at a Subway on Northside Drive. The owner says one of his employees is dead.
Well-rounded young ladies, really hard workers. Everybody loved them.
The owner says the woman just started a few weeks ago. He says another employee is injured and says one of the employee's sons was inside, witnessing everything.
Where we had an employee, a customer that came in, mm-hmm, that was a little upset about how his sandwich was fixed.
Come on, man.
Believe it or not, it was over too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
He says the man started shooting and the store manager shot back. When police arrived, the owner says they made an arrest, but he's not sure who it was. The owner says they've seen him before. He's a previous customer, but there haven't been any issues in the past.
It's scary out here. We're scared out here.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
What does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time? No, not niggas gonna nig. What I say is every day of our lives, we out here attempting to avoid crazy. Okay, trust me. I get up in the morning. I pray. I meditate. I chant my mantra. I light my sage, my Palo Santo. I ask God for a divine protection. I give out the energy I want to get back. You can do all that and still get hurt by someone who hasn't dealt with their pain. There's a lot of evil in this world, and there's a lot of unprocessed trauma in this world. There's a lot of pain in this world, okay? A lot of pain people are going through, and they are willing and ready to project that pain onto you for something as trivial as having too much goddamn mayonnaise. You know what? I ain't even gonna bring God into this. Too much devil damn mayonnaise on a sandwich, okay? I am sending healing energy to that 26-year-old woman who was killed. I am sending healing energy to that 24-year-old employee who was shot in front of her 5-year-old son. She's now in critical condition over some devil damn miracle whip. Okay. America, I don't think we're going to make it. My grandmother used to say, I'd never seen a time like this before, and that was in the 90s. Okay, so I can only imagine what she would say about 2022, because I promise you, America as we know it is absolutely the devil's playground, all right? People need God, and they need therapy, and the rest of us need therapy to deal with the people in our lives who won't go to therapy, okay? Do I really have to tell y'all there is never a reason to kill, shoot, or even fight someone over a condiment? Huh? Not mayonnaise, not ketchup, not mustard, not Chick-fil-A sauce, not Polynesian sauce. So that Polynesian sauce do be slapping, and Chick-fil-A has been being stingy with it lately. But even with them being stingy, not one of those condiments is worth taking a life and throwing your life away, okay? I never thought I would have to communicate this to people, but I guess I do. When you're in a situation, okay, when things don't go your way at a fast food restaurant, just use your words, okay? Do you realize this is things I tell my 3-year-old? Use your words. Communicate. Okay, a simple, there is too much mayonnaise on my sandwich will suffice. Hell, if you want to get spicy with it, you can say it's too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Okay, I wouldn't recommend that because that's the fastest way to get a boogie in your food. All right, but the moral of the story is this is just stupid. Okay, and I know Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, but this is more than stupid. This is beyond stupid. It's evil. And yet it's another example of a human being bleeding on someone who didn't cut them. Okay, please, 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 brothers and sisters, go to therapy, man. Find you a spiritual leader to get you closer to God. Make some investments in your mental and spiritual wealth. The life you save by doing that will be your own, and clearly the lives of others, because you will end up hurting someone you don't have any business hurting, okay? All I'm trying to say is deal with your trauma before your trauma deals with you. Please give this 36-year-old man in Atlanta who killed someone and critically wounded another over too much damn mayonnaise being on his sandwich the biggest hee-haw. What's going on, bro? Like, how is satire even remotely a thing anymore when we live in a world that is this absurd? Huh?
That's crazy.
Believe it or not, it was over too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
I don't believe it.
All right.
But I have no choice but to believe it.
And that's it. You said Atlanta?
Yes, Atlanta.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, Gary Chambers Jr. will be joining us.
My guy. He's running for U.S. Senate in Louisiana. He's a change agent. If you ask me, he's been on the Breakfast Club before. I'm sure you've seen his ads, you know, where he was burning the Confederate flag. Another one where he was smoking weed. His latest ad, you know, in defense of 2A, because he is pro-gun, but he also is pro-gun control. But we'll talk to him when we come back.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.